to another beautiful Saturday morning. My name is still Revenge Yemi. If this is your first time listening to an episode of Talk to Yemi, well, I want to say welcome to you. If you've been constantly listening to the episodes and sharing, I want to say a very big thank you to you. You're my best fan, and I love you. Today, I am going to be talking about values in relationship. You know, every time people say, what do you bring to the table? I mean, I've heard that conversation, I've seen the memes, I've seen a lot of comedies about it. And then it seems like somewhere along the line, people trivialize that question of what are you bringing into the relationship. At first, what attracts you is the person's character, or probably the person's outward appearance, the makeup, the beauty, the chest, the boobs, and everything. But when you get into the relationship, you see more. And then you come to that conclusion. What exactly, what value am I deriving from this person? The vibe might be good, but then what value is this person bringing to my table? What is this person adding to my life? If this person leaves my life now, what kind of value? What would I miss? What about her will bring memories to me and say, oh, this person has really done well, and I miss this person because of this thing. This, my podcast today, is not just to the ladies, not just to the men, it's for both genders. You need to bring something to the table. It's more than the wigs, the makeups, you know, the big bumps and boobs. You need to bring something to the table, create values, hold intelligent conversations. You need to make yourself classy. You know, approachable. Somebody that you can take, that your partner can take out and feel proud of. No man likes a lousy woman. No man likes a proud woman. No man likes a dumb woman, that I know. Yes, you might come from a family or from a background or an environment where it's quite unrefined, but then even the unrefined men want their women refined. So you need to refine yourself. The process could be tough because you know what you're used to. It could be slow, but you know, keep refining yourself constantly, steadily. Another thing, I just spoke to the men, I want to speak to the women too. Oh, I spoke about the men, I want to speak about the women too. As much as the women likes the tall, dark and handsome with a rich vibe, they also need men that they can trust. They need men that they can, you know, place their bets on, place their life on. That no, this person will always have my back. They need men who can defend them. And I'm not talking about Jack and Chan kind of defend. But men whose words count in the society. Women love confident women. Love confident men. Women love men who know how to carry themselves. So I don't know. I guess everybody needs to get refined at some point. Because everybody actually needs a refined person. Eventually in life, people will get to know that, you know, life is beautiful. Life is sweet, but it's more than the physical. Nobody wants a situation where the children will call home and say, mommy, 4 plus 5, and the mother is saying 8. Neither do they want a situation where the child comes home and the father is speaking in pidgin because he cannot communicate properly to the son in the English language. Education should not be underrated, but at the same time, values that you can assimilate. Nobody wants their children to get into the midst of their friends, you know, and lack etiquette and speak shabbily and speak when he's not invited into such conversations. Nobody wants a situation where they cannot be proud of their children. And all these are some of the things that men or women will consider before they decide, okay, this is the person I want to spend the rest of my life with. I hope this message sends something important to you. If you need to improve, if you need to sit down and rethink, if there's something you need to work out, I hope this message actually helps you think deep about it and make the necessary adjustments. Until next week, when I catch you on another episode of Talk to Yemi, my name still remains Omoyemi. And do well to catch me on my Instagram account at moyo_me or Talk to Yemi. Alright, do enjoy the rest of your weekend and have a lovely one. Bye, guys.